Hi everyone, I'm Emily.
And I'm Phoebe.
And welcome to the first episode of Keeping Up with the Jews with Wee Wee
and Pee Wee.
In today's episode, we'll be going over what age we got our phones and the pros and cons of having a phone at an earlier age versus a later age. Phoebe, what age did you get a phone?
I got a phone when I turned 11.
And I got a phone when I turned around 14 or 15, which doesn't seem like a big gap, but a lot of stuff happens in the meantime.
This is true.
I got it entering high school, and you got it
finishing elementary school.
So, do you think having social media at a younger age affected any mental health issues?
I don't think so, because I knew what was right and what was wrong at that time.
Do you think it could have affected mental health issues in other people who got a phone earlier?
Oh, I'm sure it could. There's a lot of dumb people in the world.
Do you think that social media can lead to bad role models in a younger person, having bad influences at a younger age?
I'm sure it could. I was very fortunate to know the difference of a good influence versus a bad influence. But people who are a lot more malleable in that way are easy to follow the bad influence.
Do you think that having a phone could lead to any type of like eye issues as far as like gaming and always staring at your phone with blue light? Do you feel that could hurt someone at a younger age, or it could hurt anyone at any age?
Well, as someone who wears glasses, I think the screen definitely affects. I have blue light built into my prescription, so that's very helpful. But looking at a screen all day definitely affects the vision and the headaches and all that.
Do you think someone with having a phone at a younger age could affect the possibility of getting more addicted and attached to a phone? Or do you think that can come at any age?
I think it can come at any age. When I got my phone at such a young age, I learned when like I was done with it, like, and I wanted to go play outside or whatever. Like, I learned how to do that instead of waiting and waiting and waiting and asking over and over again. I knew when I was done.
Because in today's world, a lot of people are addicted to their phones, and some people don't realize that if you start at a younger age versus an older age, it can show differences. Mm-hmm. But it's great to hear that you didn't see that difference.
See, because I'm super smart and super cool.
Do you feel there were anything that you, parents should have limited you to as far as like putting a lock on your phone at like 10 p.m. so you could go to sleep, or putting a lock on certain things that you can't see on social media because they're not very censored to kids of your age?
I was super lucky that my parents didn't do that. And they trusted me to have my phone with me at night. And like, I, even at such a young age and now, like, I use TV shows to help me fall asleep at night, just like those comfort shows. But I do know people who would have their phones like in the kitchen plugged in at night. And I feel like we ended up pretty much the same way.
Do you think having a phone can help get you closer to your dream career? Do you think it could help building blocks along the way?
Yeah, because you can definitely network with, especially with social media, I use it a lot to network. So it's like, if I know this person, so then I have we're a mutual friend of somebody else, it can help me network to getting the job that I want in the future.
I've definitely used that to my advantages too. Do you feel that having a phone, having social media, having any sense of the outside world, do you think it has either switched your political views? Do you think it's ever switched your view of the world as far as like traveling or anything as far as that? Because I know me personally, a lot of people post these amazing pictures about this one tiny little spot in Italy when all of Italy is beautiful, but they don't really tell you about most of it. Or they show you these the one ugly picture in the beautiful city. Mm-hmm. And I feel a lot of people also take that into a sense of, like, their political views and how, like, influencers can change it, or people as big as, for example, like Taylor Swift, when she came out saying she was a Democrat, she changed a lot of people's opinions. Do you think that, like, if people didn't have a phone and didn't really worry about fitting in with the crowd, do you think that would have affected their political view or view of the world?
I think it can affect people's point of views a lot, especially because people are so influenced by social media and what those big stars are saying. And it definitely can affect how they view things. And yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Of course.
And thank you everyone for listening. This was Emily
and Phoebe.
Wee Wee
and Pee Wee.
Keeping up with the Jews.
Like and subscribe.